It is Mind Food Radio, and I welcome for the last time in 2015, Editor-in-Chief and owner of McHugh Media, Michael McHugh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Nikki. Isn't it fantastic? The year is almost there.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I think it went really fast.
It did, but everyone's tired, let's be honest. We're all ready just to sort of bunker down, sleep, you know, eat all the wrong things, probably drink the wrong things, get your favourite books, you know, all that stuff, and just bunker down and have a great holiday.
Absolutely. Let's have a talk about what you do to unwind, because you live your life at a pretty hectic pace, and obviously there's a lot of forward planning, so your head is kind of months out, isn't it? You're going way ahead.
It sure is. So before we leave the office, we've already pretty much done the March issue, and then we've got our big 8th birthday issue in April. So we've already planned that, so we're sort of that far out, if you like. We've also got the big style issue, which comes out in March, so we've already started shooting that and the planning around that. But no, for holidays, I head to Central, and basically I eat lots of fruit, I eat lots of cherries, so, because I don't know if you know, but when you eat lots of cherries, you have really good sleep.
Oh.
It makes dreams and very good sleep. Yeah, did you know that? I read that in Mind Food. How's that?
That is a great magazine, that Mind Food. Hey, now tell me, are you somebody who, while you're on holiday, Michael, is constantly writing down ideas? You know, do you think things and think, oh, I must write that down? Or do you actually just completely switch off?
I wish I could completely switch off. I will see things and I think, oh, God, that'd be great for next year. Oh, that'd be good for a story. Or, you know, and I sort of pester poor old Michelle, our food director. Oh, what about this? What about this? You know, this morning I've sent some stuff off to the fashion team and said, oh, what about this? I've just seen this. What do you think? You know, and really now they're all so tired of me. I think that it's a one couple of sentences. Yeah, very good. That's it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's enough, Michael. Brilliant. Well, look, the summer edition is out now, and what a read. I think it's a must-have for people to take on the holiday. It's got Adele on the cover. What a great article. I love that girl.
I know, she's so popular, but that article I just love, because she really shares with us, the journalist who interviewed Adele had interviewed her 5 years previously, and so has this really nice relationship and sort of travelled with her for a few days. So you really get a really great understanding of what she's like and the process she's gone through, I think, to really bring this new album to market, and also all the insecurities she has around it. And, you know, I think for most of us, you sort of love a song or hear a song, and or you might see a video or something, you think, oh, they're so cool and together, but she's so refreshingly kind of normal and, I guess, average in lots of ways. You just think she could be your friend, couldn't you? Or your next-door neighbour.
Actually,
don't you feel that when you hear her interviewed?
I'd like to have a glass of wine with her. But I think
exactly.
The fact that she's never sold out to anybody, she's never had a sponsor for, you know, nails, handbags.
Yeah, didn't you love that?
I did love that. She just wants to make music, and by God, does she. Hey, now, the other thing that we're looking at in this summer edition, you've got your Texas road trip. What a fantastic read that is.
Well, look, that's sort of 30 pages or something ridiculous. I went in July, travelled around 5 different cities in Texas in over 40-degree heat. So I'd love to say I lost lots of weight, but really I just, you know, I became bigger than Texas because, my God, those barbecues over there are fantastic.
Oh, so much meat.
But it's a great story because, oh, God, I tell you, those barbecues are amazing. But the cities are so different. You know, you've sort of got Dallas, which is, you know, very slick. Then you've got Fort Worth, which is very much that cowboy town. You've got Austin, where everyone wants to go. That's the rock and roll, you know, great food. There's such an interesting mix. And, of course, Air New Zealand now are flying to Houston, and we've got two free tickets to give away. So there's even a competition element to it all. But Texas is cool. Like, I've got to say, it was probably one of those places I didn't really ever have on my bucket list or I thought I had to go to, but I loved it, and it really is worth going to. So, yeah, no, 30 pages. You certainly get a flavour of it, I can tell you that.
Sure do. Now, I'd just like to remind you that I haven't received a Christmas gift from you yet either. So if those two, if those two tickets are going big...
New Zealand Post.
Uh-huh. Right, the other thing that is a major part of the summer edition of Mind Food Magazine is future trends. Now, where did you decide what these future trends were? Did you just have a chat to people, or did you get some pretty good feedback?
Well, what happens is we do this every year, and we always like choosing trends that we think are actually going to happen. So one year we did this whole thing on sort of, you know, communities and people uprising against governments and local, you know, councils and things. And actually that year that did actually happen. A lot of people were sort of protesting and taking to the streets. So we've put a bit of pressure, you know, for ourselves because we always want to get it right or at least very close to it. This year, it's interesting. We've really gone down the route of looking not only at the economy, but also around education, the importance of creativity. So some of it is much more holistic. You know, there's food trends, fashion trends. It's all in there. But it makes great reading because I don't know about you, but I do love sort of reading those predictions for the year ahead and what we think is going to happen. I mean, I'm not talking horoscopes or anything sort of wacky like that. I'm talking about trends that we see and have identified across the year, and then we go to market and talk to experts and sort of bring that to life.
The one thing I quite liked was that fashion shows are going to become more accessible. Hello. Because obviously you have an involvement, and I did an Eden Fashion Week with Mind Food Style.
Exactly.
So I thought that was very poignant. Well, look, I'm not going to talk to you about skin cancer because I'm talking to Sarah Harvey about that, and I'm not going to talk to you about the amazing food because I'm going to talk to Michelle about that. So all that's left to say is thank you so much for a wonderful year. I've loved doing Mind Food Radio with you, Michael. I'm so proud of my association with Mind Food Magazine because I think that what you do is really important.
Oh, thanks, Nikki. Look, we do get amazing feedback and we read it and listen to so much and we feed it back into the team. And just as we're commissioning, you know, the magazine and all the different online content, we really take all that very much to heart and just make sure that we create great content. You know, that's what it is, making sure that we can help people along their life and their journey of life. And if we can give them a whole range of different thinking, I think we're doing our job well.
Well, you are doing it well. And I hope you and Michelle and the rest of the family have a wonderful break. Eat those cherries.
Thanks, Nikki.
Sleep lots. And I'll catch up with you in the new year.
And watch out for that Christmas present. It's on its way.
Yay! Thanks, Michael.
Okay, see ya.